Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Drip. Suleiman Bey. June 1st, 2021. How y'all doing out there? I hope y'all can hear me. Yes, I hope y'all can hear me live and well this morning. Blessed be with you. I hope you feel the same way. I'm gonna struggle with my new using a different system this morning. I hope everything's working. I hope the microphone's working. I hope you can hear me. Yeah, I'm trying to see that now, so I'm gonna wait and see. Back to report, but last time I did a whole show, I was rolling for a whole hour, and come to find out, they didn't record nothing. So it's a lost episode. Yeah, can't even go on the archive and get it. But hey, we'll figure this out sooner or later, and if it's all as well, we'll keep rolling. So yeah, I'm doing what I do in the morning, you know, I'm getting ready, medicating, I'm with y'all. Hell, I'm not all the way here yet. I'm getting my herbals in me. And I'm drinking my tea. And you know, I've been drinking this tea. I've been making this herbal tea every morning now for about 3 months. And I can say, I see the effects of it in waves automatically. But, we do see the values of it, the medicinal values of herbs and stuff I'm using, the neem and the turmeric, and different spices that I also put in there too. So, yeah, that's been working out well. So, God is good all the time, what they say. So, we'll be focusing on ourselves, of course. And when I say ourselves, we can't focus on the whole community. The whole community is wounded. We are wounded. We can't save the whole community. We got to save ourselves and our family. That's what it's about. Saving ourselves and our family. Home. Going outside yourself to help nobody. No, start that from charity starts at home. So we got to get ourselves, I mean, you first, then your household, in order, together, and then things can happen. So, let's just about. Okay. So, we're going to go over some things today. And by the way, ain't nobody pay me to do this broadcast, this live radio. I do this on my own. It's therapeutic for me. At the same time, I can help and get information to people. Some days I might not show that you get information from. Just be like that. I'm not favorite show. I'm just a show. I'm just a Joe Blow out there. You know, I got some pieces of information that you can use. Sometimes I don't. But I just had to go. But I'm going to continue to do me how I do me. You know, maybe it's not a good day, like I excuse to say. Some days get up. Hey, you just got to go through and do what you got to do, but it might not be, you might not be good. Maybe mentally, physically, I don't know, you know? Yeah. You know, you got a paid show, you got to get up and you got to be at work. If you got to go to work for somebody, you got to go to work. But when you're your own boss, you don't have to check in for work. You don't go to work. So that's the difference with me. So, some things to work for whatever reasons that I got going on, okay? So that's how that goes. Because I'm my own boss. Now, when the tides change and they dictate that I every day you hear from me, and that's what happens, then you hear from me every day. Moving on. So, the people are maskless. Y'all all right with that out there? Everybody maskless and running around? Okay. Yeah. New strands pop up. This a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of shootings and man, it's just getting, it's just lawless. the lawlessness is just increasing. So that said, man, people, you got to be vigilant. You got to look out and watch for your families, protect your families. Yeah, you got to protect your women and your children and the elders. Mm-hmm. The people that's most vulnerable. Yeah, that's what you got to be protecting, man. Turn them guns off of each other. Yeah, turn each other. We're pointing them at each other. Protect each other. Protect the tribe. Protect the community. Man, that's what it's going to come down to. We're hunting each other right now. We, I ain't going to say y'all. We hunting each other. We hunting each other. It's going to come down to it. We're going to need each other. We all can. Y'all better realize that. We kinfolk. That's how I was on the plains. You know, you might have crossed into another territory, but it was your kinfolk. Yeah. So now, you know. Yeah. So we got to pick that up. So how do we come together with ourselves? Like I said, you just start with you and your family. What's closest, what's dearest to you? If you got nieces and nephews, 13 to 15. You can put them in the program too. You know, building up your credibility, understanding, you know, how to put what you have together to make more. It's not hard. I remember cutting lines for youth. I remember being young, cutting all the old folks' lines. Trying to get about $20 a yard. Sure. And just think that was a business. But was my mind wasn't prepared for economics. So it was just a means to, you know, go get some ends and to do well. See, it wasn't the point that I didn't get no money. What did I do with it? A lot of people get money. A lot of people boast and gloat about how much money they get, how much money they know how to touch. That don't mean daily pot. Yeah, that don't mean daily pot. If you don't got none, what you do with it is what matters. It's like the information. No matter how much information we got to do with it. So we got to set the tone for that. Set the tone for that. We started with our families and our households. This is how I see it. This is for me. Okay, each his own. You got your blueprint. You got your way that you do things. This is for me, my household. They have a system that they use. They operate under here. So if you're inside of that system, you need to be dealing with how does system operate. So if you deal with credit, most of y'all don't have credit. The so-called black folks or got bad credit, as they say, or as they say. So that's the things you need to start learning about and getting on top of. What is credit? How is credit produced? How is it that you have credit? Yeah. How, that don't sound strange. How is it? Somebody just gave you something. Seems to me like it's a trick. Like something's already, it seems like everything already paid for. People just gonna give me some credit. You don't know me from nobody. I can just fill an application, and you start giving me a little, and the more trustworthy I be, you give me more. Seem like that might be mine already, but that's another story. Okay. So, when you're dealing with the credit, who are you dealing with? Okay. You're dealing with credit bureaus. Okay. Which are information. All they was collecting data, information. Okay. That's the credit bureau do. Somebody send them a creditor, a so-called, whoever it is, sends them some information. They put it out. Okay. Consumer. They could put a consumer file. Okay. Then you have credit. I mean, okay. Now, you got those people out there. Some of them be lawyers. Some of them don't be. Now, who's sending you a bill? Now, figuring out what a bill. What is a bill? That could have been one of our words today. What is a bill? Let's look and see what a bill is. Let's is Israel's 46th. Habil, the symbol of law, a formal written complaint, such as a court paper, requesting some specific action for reasons alleged. That's one. Two, an equitable pleading by which a claimant brings a claim in a court of equity. Now. So, you give a bill. Somebody giving you a bill. So this is a formal written complaint. This is a court for requesting some specific action for reason alleged. Someone giving you a bill. How can you? What is your? See, y'all throw them bills away. That's what gets you in trouble. As soon as they send you a bill, you throw it away. Now, knowing that you can pay a bill. Hold on. Let me give you this. This is going to make sense to me for you. Constitution. Constitution. Article 1 and 10. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letter, marquee, and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything with gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. That's the Constitution. If somebody sends you a bill, if you ain't got no gold and silver, how do you pay your debt? Because it shouldn't make anything but gold and silver as a tender in payment of debts. So you can't pay your debt with a bill. That's why you got to understand what a bill is. You can't pay your debt with a bill. You can pay a bill with, you can pay your, you can give them a bill for a bill. Well, that sounds like a pair of chains, don't it? So they send you a bill, you send them a bill. Okay. That's something you got to figure out and understand. All right. So this is what they get me in. You got the creditors. So now, this in-between person is reporting this information. A lot of times we don't go into the files, our files, and see what we have there. Or we go in there and see inaccuracies and don't even address them. We don't write the credit bureaus and nothing. Say, hey, I don't know who this name is y'all got down or who this address is y'all got down here, but it's not me. Or what busy is on here? But I didn't know you don't go say that. You just walk around with these bad marks, these black, there you go again, these black marks. It's taking what the Spirit gives to you. I was writing this stuff down, it just was coming to me. I forget it. I reflect on a lot of different things. But yeah, this is real deep here. Okay, so that's the part of the Constitution right there. Looking at that word color, everybody was saying, okay, well, we colored and understanding. Y'all got to understand that was that's our word for today anyway. But when you got this gold and silver, we're doing Article 1. And again, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, folks. It is. There's no other way around it. You got to understand what's going on, what you're following behind. What you think is law is created. Okay. That's what that is, created. And they create those, they make statutes, they're corporate statutes. They create it, so they change them at their whim. We're talking about God's law, nature's law, that's the supreme law first. But the Constitution is there for a reason, and the Constitution wasn't taught in schools and public schools for a reason. Okay, why would they want you to know law? And why wouldn't they want you to know it? That's the question you need to ask. Why wouldn't they teach the supreme law of the land in schools? That doesn't make sense. It wouldn't seem to make sense, but it makes sense from their perspective. It makes perfect sense about everything for what they're doing, but you don't even look at it, analyze it. You have no idea, nothing. You get up, You sing the songs. I don't know how they do it in school. You just sing the songs in front of the flags, the state flag and the union flag, not understanding the signs and symbols, understanding why it's two flags, not questioning, hey, what's up with this other flag? What allegiance is we pledging? What about this flag? Why is here? What, are we pledging allegiance? What about it? Stuff like that. So, now take this example. You got a household of 3 to 5, whatever it is. Okay, let's say the 3 are grown, not. The 3 grown ones got to have a blueprint. The 3 grown ones got to be striving towards the same thing economically, meaning that their credit needs to be good, need to be work, they need to be collectively working to improve that and making sure that that's on point and stay on point. And then they need to pool their resources. The three big ones need to pool their resources. They need to pool their credibility, their credit, as a resource, and then they need to pool their resources, their finances, so they can make acquisitions. Okay? They can acquire things. This land, businesses, whatever you're doing, you need to acquire things to produce, to make revenue. Okay? That's what y'all need to do. Okay? As you're building, you're doing the reins to build up your credentials, you're making sure that anyone that's eligible under you, that their credentials are getting improved as yours are getting improved. So as time is moving forward, you're moving forward, not standing still. Because that's what we do as a people. We stand still for a long time. We wander in the forest for 40 more years. That's what we do. 400 more years. However many more, you feel me? Some different examples. But that's what we do. So there you have it. Have those three, you three pull yours, and you build. I mean, you build, you work together, you pay off some stuff, and you be able to stack and sacrifice because you pull them together. You feel me? Your credentials, and now you bring to the table as a whole is beautiful. You know, it's coming to one, so you get all your little blemishes off. You work your little blemishes off, and it's a time effort, but it beats standing still and doing nothing in the same situation for all these years. Okay? So that's how that goes. Now, let me get my word. Bless the audience, which was color today. But we didn't call that too, or they say, yo, you colored, people of color. What does that mean? People of color. I tell you, people of color. Y'all like that? How y'all doing? Y'all like that term, people of color? Let me see what the law says about color. So, talk to Mr. Black now. Talk to the black, the people to do the black law now. I'm going to give it to you from color. Appearance, guise, or semblance, especially the appearance of a legal name to a right, authority, or office. Man, shit, that's just it at all. You ain't got no claim, no nothing. It's just appearance. You hear that? That's what color is in law. I'm going to read it again. Of course I am. You think I wouldn't read it again? You think I wouldn't go slow down and give it to you again? Okay. Color. 1. Appearance. Okay. Guys. See those two words? Or semblance. See those three words? Those are not affirmative words. Those are appear, guise, or semblance. Especially the appearance of a legal claim to a right, authority, or office. Color of title. Under the color of state law. 2. Common law pleading. An apparent but legally insufficient ground of action admitted in a defendant's pleading to exist for the plaintiff, especially a plaintiff's apparent and usually false right or title to property. the existence of which is pleaded by the defendant, the confession, and avoidance to remove the case from the jury, turning the issue from one of fact to one of law, sea of color, color of law. That's, that just tell you the whole bamboozle now. My mind's spinning so fast when I just read that, because to me that breaks down so much more significantly than it breaks down for us common folks. So, you put it on a persona when you're in for the friend of the courts. So, understanding what a persona, what person, again, we'll go back, we'll say it like that for y'all. That's why you get represented, and they put representation on you for you to play the rana, because you can't address the court, and the court can't address you as a physical being, because the court is a commercial place on paper only. So it has to have other fiction speak for you. Okay, that makes sense? Okay, so color, you don't have no authority. You got to remember, it's all set by legal, by what they call law. That's what it's explaining to you right there. So when it's colorable, it's an appearance. It's not law. And then when you're dealing with the persons, you got the natural person, artificial person. The artificial person is created by law. It's given rights by law. So that means it rights can be taken away as the law changes. You feel me? According to what that's they're saying is law. But the supreme law is the Constitution and treaties in force. So when you know that, it supersedes what you call in law, because what they call in law is statutes and codes for artificial persons, which is corporations. Okay? Now, color of authority says, colorable, excuse me, says one of a claim or action, appear to be true, appearing to be true, valid, or right. Two, intended to deceive, counterfeit. Okay? See what I'm talking about? Colorable. Okay? The court of the conveyance of exempt property to be a colorable transfer, and so set it aside. Color of authority. The appearance or presumption of authority sanctioning a public officer's actions. The authority lies from the officer's apparent title to the office, or from a writ or apparently valid process the officer bears. See these words they're using? The authority derives from the officer's apparent title, then it goes on to say, to the office, or from a writ or other apparently valid process the officer bears. See? Because this cover was all under what? Appearance, guise, or similar. Just false. Intended to see, counterfeit. Okay, what does color of law say? The appearance or semblance without the substance of a legal right. Again, color of law. The appearance or semblance without the substance of a legal right. The term usually implies a mixture of power made possible because the wrongdoer is clothed with the authority of the state. State action is synonymous with color of law in the context of federal civil rights statutes or criminal law. Did you hear that? State action is synonymous, meaning the same, with color of law in the context of federal civil rights statutes. Oh, that's dealing with the Negro rights, civil rights. Oh, I thought so. Or criminal law. That's dealing with, I'm pulling it over, criminal law, taking you to jail, huh? Oh, it's color of law. It's synonymous. It's the same. Did we just learn something? I'm going to stop right there. State action is synonymous with color of law. The context of federal civil rights statutes or criminal law. Hey, now. So, it just showed you. It just told you it's intended to deceive, refit. So, little things like that. Just understanding language. Understanding language of what's going on around you. You know, we can try to move as far ahead as we want to. If we don't understand what's going on, all you're going to do is run into a pothole and something else will slam you back down. I'm going to say it like that. As long as you stay black, you'll find a way to keep you down.
just plain white. You can't get around it. You can't get around it because the laws are set up for blacks, colored, colorable, all the fake monopoly, all that. The whole monopoly game is set up for that. So if you fall in that trap, you could think of getting around. You could get along, sing along and get along, because that's what you will be doing. You will sing along to get along, so you will have to dance to every tune. Oh, you think it's a game? You think you're not? Oh, you think a bucking Negro? No, you can't be a bucking Negro. You could be bucking be yourself and know how to uphold law and make them stand on constitutional what they didn't took oath or affirmation to uphold. But you can't buck as a Negro and think you go stay a Negro and in the Negro mind and under the Negro Act. Nah. You whoosh. Man, come on, man. Hang it from a tree. Yeah, you'll get in place. Come on, now. You ain't going to do it like that. You'll get in place because guess what? He going to hold the key because you're dependent on him for everything. Yeah, see? Seek first the kingdom of heaven and all things be on to you. I don't seek for money. Everybody else needs his own. I don't seek for money. I seek ways I can feed the family. And I'm talking about, when I'm talking about feed, man, don't live off food alone. I'm talking about that word. That word is flesh. I'm talking about movement. I'm talking about energy. Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about, you know, really, really, really ethers. You know, I'm talking about really, really being a being of light, you know, an example. You know, that's what I'm talking about right there. So that's what time it is. So there's a lot of things going out there. You got a lot of youth and elders and children that are being abandoned, neglected, people not taking care of them. It's just, man. My granny, 84, they just now grabbing her. You feel me? I just got myself together. They just now grabbing my granny. She's 84. She's been walking up and down stairs all these years. Driving, nobody there, grandkids, great-grandkids, children, nobody's around. Everybody, there's no community no more. Anyway, you just got to be other people. Hey, miss whatever they call her and help her. Instead of your own people, don't see your own kind around. Disaster, the village destroyed. So, yeah, the village is destroyed. So, that's how that goes. So I don't know. So what are we gonna do? How do you pull your resources starting at home? So, like I said, one is just it's coming together and teaching your children. If you got some under the age that can't get in on the process, is you teaching them economics coming up, how to what is y'all use the word money. Yeah. So what is money? So, you know, teaching them what is that, understanding that, teaching them what land is and different things so they could be well-rounded and grounded instead of coming into bogus to the Wizard of Oz and to the Matrix and to the Monopoly game, to the bull, the BS that we fall for. You feel me? Then you understand that there's something else going on. So, if the land is the resources, remember everything is tied to land, a state, trust. So if the land is the resources and the wealth, whose land is it? You were singing a song at school, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty." You sang with, "This land is your land, this land is my land." You singing a little song. Yeah. You didn't have no idea. It really is your land. So what about the resources of the land? The land is plentiful. That's how the earth sustains itself. The earth, the land. What's under it? You got something. You might not always strike it rich. Your land might not got the gold, silver, but they got some kind of mineral, some kind of like water, some kind of oil or something on there. Gas, trees, produce for you. Would you throw seed in it? So, wealth. Yeah, that's how you be able to sustain a nation. But we just living in huts, whatever they resurrect, you know, whatever they consecrate
And we're going to move in those buildings. You feel me? Man, instead of having earth, not having a land of land, land acquisition and economics. So, like I said, we all live in the same house, and we running bow-legged. It's prevalent all around our communities. Everybody fake feeling for themselves. Even the man and the wife, the man and the woman in the house. Yeah. Yeah, her shit had bad too. Nobody can get nothing done. Everybody in the house, middle, things ain't good. He working hard, she working hard, whatever. Whatever's going on. This is just never adding up. You're not working on the right things. You feel me? Searching for the wrong things. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Your mind. Get your mind. So, I got these bills. Yeah, okay, well, understand the system. We got a bill. We got to figure it out. Somebody sends a bill, and we got to send them a bill back because it ain't no way to pay off the debt. If you ain't got no silver or no gold, that's the only thing except in the Republic. The Republic don't take promissory notes. So, I mean, who are you? Where are you at? Yeah, the Republic don't take promissory at all. It really doesn't. that's the thing. And since that's suspended and that's the system you're in, then you got to understand. So, okay, they got bills. They got notes. They got bonds. Understanding what those terminologies is, the definition of them. We got to start understanding what's going on. And then it's even deeper than that. But like I said, it's even known to research and just find out for yourself. So you got to find out what works for you. The bottom line is you got to work together with yourself and your kind. Starting at home first, you got to. If you can't do that, shit, you hit. You got to be able to do that. If you can't work together at home, get in a house divided, what? It's going to fall. So you want to have a strong house. Yeah, that's what this is about. We want to have a strong house. So the house, we ain't trying to have no big bad wolf outside huffing and puffing and breaking down a little straw house. You feel me? Bricks. It's a trip because every time I pass by in the country, especially I pass by, it's little houses and wood and hut houses and shotgun houses and trailer houses and everything. But the ones that always stand out to me, all the ones I like looking at, is brick houses. Yeah, that's the ones, the brick houses, and a solid foundation. Ain't no huffing and puffing, blowing it down. Make this solid, you feel me? So, yeah, that's what this is about. So, if you can't invest with your own people, your own kind, so start getting them blemishes. Go through your credit report. Look and see what's on there. They be having aliases and all kind of stuff on there. Is that your name? Is that your... Man, dispute. Man, that ain't me. Got addresses on there you don't know nothing about. People probably been doing business and hit licks in them addresses and your name. Man, put them out. I don't know nothing about that. What's this on here? Send them a letter. This need to come up here. This ain't me. This is not affiliated with me. Man, you straighten it up, each one of them. You feel me? And find out is how many of them it is. Just them three. It's the other ones they reporting to on you. So anytime you go somewhere and apply something, or you didn't apply and they denied you, they usually send you a letter. The letter tell you why they denied you a little bit, and it gives you where they got the information from. And then that's when you find out about the alternative bureaus, but you could go past that and just Google it. Google alternative credit bureaus. That was going on. See who got information on you. See who does what. This is about study. Going inside, you can find a lot. And then you just use the debt collector just to get information for them. They sending you a bill. In that first 30 days, you want to hit them back and tell them to send the proof. They send you proof and all that. Then after that, you send them a letter to cease and desist. You don't want to hear from them no more. Cease and desist trying to talk hot at me. You think they seeing that they got some kind of collection from a court. They ain't going to have it 9 times out of 10. You cease and desist there. Now you got to send that original creditor. Now you got something to deal with. You and the creditor head on. Now, a creditor got to put their proof out there, and then the creditor got to prove that they're a creditor. Because you sure could prove that you're a creditor. Now, that's something else for you to decide how you want to attack that. To each his own. But I'm a creditor. You feel me? So if I'm a creditor, there's no way you can be a creditor sending me a bill. You feel me? So that's how that is goes. So you just make people buy proof. Everything needs to be done in writing. No call in writing, certified mail, return receipt, signature return. You know that they got it. Make copies of everything, what you're saying, and just do you an attack. That's what they doing. Make them out of the way. That's how you cut everybody out of the way. Go straight to the creditor. That's how you cut the Bureau out of the way. The Bureau is nothing but a reporting agency. The Bureau don't owe you nothing. The Bureau don't owe you nothing. Not a damn thing. They don't got no claim against you. They're reporting what somebody else reporting. And that whether that's accurate or not is between you and the party that say they got the claim. Only you know that. So that's what you have to dispute for. Then you cut the other people out. I have these indices. Hey, once I get who the creditor is and you sending me saying, oh, the original creditor is this person, okay, boom, 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 I'm going to send you a letter of cease and desist. They cannot write you no more. They cannot contact you no more. Now they out the picture. The Bureau ain't going to contact about nothing. They just collecting information. Now you go straight to the person and they told you who the creditor is. Now you deal with them. Okay, so that was the game for today for that. Yep. That was the game for that. So now let me get on my Yahoo. Yeah, like I said, man, this show is governed by my spirit, man. The spirit of Yahushua coming in, man, to the prophet Noble Drew Ali. So I'm going into my reading. So this is my therapeutic part of the day. This is how I do me. This is how I get my day started rolling. You feel me? I go into the spirit. Yeah, that's what I do. I go into the spirits, man. So, yeah. And hopefully I can get some more crisper on my mic. I don't know. I'm going to have to hit some different solutions. I got to start. I don't even have my tap-ins. When I get my tap-in, people gang together. I used to have my little cousin used to be tapping in before he started his job, man. He could tap in. He'd be rolling right with me. As soon as it go, he let me know everything going on. Within the first few minutes, I could have everything worked out. Now I don't have the support system behind me right now. So it's just me. Like I said, I did one show. And I had no support, so I was just rolling for the whole hour. I was in the spirits. It didn't record nothing. There wasn't nobody there. So that's how it be in the real, man. Until you get, you know, the people in the corner and behind you just really feel you and in the spirits and moving with you in the right direction, then things will be smooth and work out. Until then, you just gonna have bumps. You just gotta keep pushing. You just gotta make it happen. And the universe align the people and places and things up for you in the life. I bear witness to that. See if I wanna go. Sure, just let me just turn the page and let the spirit just grab one. That's the. Okay, let me go here. Old instructions from the prophet, pinnacle of wisdom. As the eye of the moon to the lark, as the shade of the evening to the owl, as honey to the bee, or as the carcass to the vulture, even such as to the heart of man. Though bright, it dazzleth not. Though obscure, it displeaseth not. Though sweet, it cloyeth not. Though corrupt, it forbiddeth not. Yet who is he that knoweth its true value? Learn to esteem as thou art. Then art thou near the pinnacle of wisdom. Think not with the fool that nothing more valuable, nor believe with the pretended wise that thou artest to condemn. Love it not thyself, but for the good it may be of to others. Gold cannot buy it for thee, neither mines of diamonds perfect the moment thou hast now lost it. Employ the same ones in virtue, so not that it were best not have been born, or if born, that it has been best to die early. Here dare thou to ask of thy Creator, where has been there existed? Good is thy power, the want of good is evil, and if thy question be just, lo, it condemneth thee. With the theological debate, if he knew the hook were hidden therein, with
delighting in the toils, if he saw they were prepared for him? So neither would the soul perish with this clay. Neither would a merciful father have created him. No, hence, thou shalt live afterwards. As a bird enclosed in the cage before he seeth it, yet teareth not his flesh against God, so neither labor thou vainly to run the state thou art in, but know it is allotted thee, and be content with it. Which ways are uneven, yet they are not all painful. Accommodate thou to all, and where there is the least appearance of evil, suspect the greatest danger. When thy bed is straw, thou leapest in security. But when thou stretch thyself on roses, beware of thorns. A good death is better than an evil life. Strive, therefore, to live as long as thou oughtest, not as long as thou canst. While thy life is to others worth more than thy death, it is thy duty to preserve it. You hear that? While your life is to others worth more than your death, it is thy duty to preserve it. Complain not with the fool of the shortness of thy time. Remember, with thy days, the cares are shortened. Take from the period of thy life the useless part of it, and what remaineth. Take off the time of thy infancy, thy second infancy of age, thy sleep, thy thoughtless hours, thy days of sickness, and even at thy fullest of years, how few seasons hast thou truly numbered. He who gave thee life as a blessing shortened it to make more so. To what end would longer life have served thee? Wishest thou to have and had an opportunity of more vices? As to the good, will not he who limited thy span be satisfied with the fruits of it?
And one moment, that part right there, one moment. So, with that, I just wanted to read some of that. This is good in my script for it to go down.
Get the microphones figured out. I started with a new one today, so I don't know which one is coming out of, which one is not. So, I'm going to get all that figured out, though. I have to go back to my, when all else fails, go back to my old cell phone hook up. So I have to do that next time. But I do got to tend to some things and shorten this out this morning. And I will get back, like I said, it is a free fall. Get back in and go back and listen to my audio and see how it came out and then figure out if I just use the computer. With his other, let me see. Yeah, cool. Okay. And, well, it's all on. So, yeah. So, we will get back. I'll tune back in tomorrow. And, my episode's back up to the full length tomorrow. I thank y'all for stopping in. I had to stop up. We got to tend to some other affairs in the house. We will get back into education tomorrow. Inshallah, God willing. Until then, y'all just stay peaceful. Be a blessing to somebody. See y'all soon.